This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
I just want to check in real quick about, we had a really good year last year, and obviously the run you guys went on. And we all learn every single year about something from somebody. If you had to say one takeaway from your season last year, what it would be? I know it's a heavy question early in the morning.
No, it's okay. I just, whenever I play back those like big games and big moments, it really just came down to execution. And that might sound simple, but it's really less about the result of the big moment than it is the work that's put in behind the scenes. And down the stretch there, when we were winning big games and when we needed runs and we were producing them when we needed to produce them, the level of execution was just extremely high. And it's because all the work behind the scenes that we were all doing collectively and individually, and also just trusting our research and our data and information to kind of allow the game to show up when it did, and we just kept it simple and executed. So again, I think, listen, it's a really simple game. I mean, it's a really hard game, but it really is a very simple process. And, we know a lot of times how we're going to get attacked and where guys are going to go to, and it's really just about executing in those big moments. And the way you slow it all down is just by preparing behind the scenes. So I was just a really prepared group last year, and that's why I think we had a lot of success on the stretch.
Sometimes you know that, but then you don't know it until it hits, right? They say prepare, and then when the big moment comes, and that was obviously the ultimate example. I mean, was for you, was that sort of an eye-opening thing of, man, these are big moments. Man, we're coming through. Man, this is because we did this.
I mean, those moments never get old, and the feeling of like a victory or coming through in those big moments, they never get old. But I'm just thankful and grateful that I've been around a lot of players that have done that in their careers for a long time, and I just watch them and I've always seen them go about their work. So it was definitely cool, and those moments never get old, and it was awesome to see it obviously last year. But I'm used to those types of things where I'm used to being around players that are always coming through. I'm in big situations I've come through before, and they never get old. But just to continue to do it and to reaffirm that you're obviously ready for that moment, to be able to be thankful and grateful to be in those moments, I think are really special. So as often as I've been around them, they really do never get old. And last year was just a great example of down the stretch, especially how just such big swings, big moments, yeah. And then just the poise afterwards. It's almost like we just planned it, and some guys planned it, and that was awesome. A lot of guys know who they are in there and had their big moments and big swings that allowed us to propel our season forward. But Yeah, it really was great. And it was just really special to see all this happen, just because we know what it takes behind the scenes, and it's almost like we're kind of coming in the dugout saying, "I told you so," you know, because we're just ready for it. So yeah. It's special. It's awesome. And just moments you're really grateful for.
Obviously, you've won a lot, but we all learn lessons from different winning teams.
Right.
Being around the Dodgers the brief time that I was last year, the dynamic is, I think there's a lot of lessons to learn from that, but you would have a better perspective of it. So for you, what, besides obviously talent, what's the thing that made that go?
Yeah, I mean, I think in LA we had talent kind of every year and a lot of it, and last year I think we were kind of at a different level talented than we maybe had been, but at the same time we had a couple guys that weren't necessarily playing every day that still were like very bought into the culture of that clubhouse and who really, you know, proactively were trying to make things happen as a team and as a unit, and I think that was something that we kind of hadn't had, you know, at least to that level in a couple of years.
So for a team, like when you come to a new team, it's not like you're going to get on a stool and say, "Okay, guys, this is how we do everything."
Right.
But what is the thing that you say, "This is what we can learn or carry over"?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have some conversations with front office or the older players on kind of what has been missing or whatnot, and if you can help with that, that's great. If not, that's not really your thing. It's not really your thing. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, there's just so many ways to look at pitching and starting pitching and teams as a whole that I think genuinely I just have kind of a different upbringing. You know, I haven't been here, and so kind of a fresh perspective maybe or just a different way to think about little stuff here and there, I think. Hopefully is some of the value that I can,
you know,
bring,
like, here. So you have the meeting, and like I know that every team has this meeting, right? Mm-hmm. Every team has a manager's meeting.
Yep.
But like you said, you're new. This is a new thing. You had the Dave Roberts meeting, like the entire one voice.
Yeah.
What is, how did it feel any different, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think largely the early year stuff is kind of similar team to team, where obviously everyone has the same goal and kind of the same aspirations, and yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes and where I kind of fit into it, but you know, for now, I'm just trying to get ready and kind of help anywhere I can.
Did you know last year, like early on, the you know, besides obviously having the talent, but did you know that it was okay? We have the right combination of skill sets, mentality, and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, we always liked our team over there. I think I probably didn't think I would fit in the way I did at the end of the year. You know, I
struggled. You'd say I am going to be the one.
Yeah, I think that was. That was probably the biggest surprise, just with how much I struggled at certain points. But kind of a cool springboard for me to come into this year and hopefully get back to myself.
Do you feel, the last question, do you feel like, I know that everything's new and it's this early, but do you feel like every day you get more and more comfortable with doing different things, meeting different people?
Yeah, I mean, every year is different, every team is different, but obviously kind of a whole change of scenery and all that stuff. I think coming into spring, I feel good about it and feel healthy, so kind of see how it goes.
All right, man, appreciate it. Thank you.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.